It's time for another sports presentation right here on FordRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Salina. We're at the elementary middle school gym. Don't be confused like I was a couple of years ago. I went to the field house and I was the only one there.
Yep.
There was a janitor and said, "What are you looking for?" I said, "I was kind of hoping to see a volleyball match."
Yeah,
so,
they switched it a few years ago.
So. Yep. So yeah. I guess that's okay now that I know. So if you're on your way over to watch, we're still about 5-6 minutes away from introductions and all that. So you don't want to go to the field house.
Nope.
You want to go west side of town, and that's where you want to go. Tonight we're playing Salina. I believe they're undefeated.
They are. They are 7-0. And 2-0 in the league. So.
And we were undefeated till last Saturday.
Till Saturday. And Saturday got us.
Yeah. So, what do you know about Salina? A lot? A little?
I'll tell you, they have a great, I think they're juniors now, either sophomores or juniors, that have a really, really good class coming up through. That's very competitive. They're not real big, but sometimes you don't need to be big. These girls can just play, period.
Yep.
So it's going to be a tough match for us tonight.
Yeah, it won't be bad for us to get a good, tough match going tonight. You know, after we played kind of lackluster on Saturday against three different teams, we need to get going against a team that's really good and get ourselves back, because we don't need another we don't need a patsy, and we don't need to get blown out. We need to be in a good competitive match and get our stuff going. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back in just a minute. We'll be back with a little more chit chat and maybe the introductions. Back in a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Welcome back to Salina, and we're getting nowhere, just a couple of minutes away from the introductions and so forth. So, we were chit-chatting a little bit about how much improved Celina is over. They're usually very good.
Yeah.
But I think they're a lot better than very good this year.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're going to give a lot of people a rough time this year if and pull out a lot of wins. So, and they already have. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I have the upcoming games this week. So Thursday, it'll be our second MAC match. That'll be volleyball at Parkway. And we'll simulcast Rob Weaver's coverage of that on WPGW. So you can hear it here or on 100.9 with Rob. And then Friday, it'll be football at Anna. And it'll be our broadcast. It's going to be Joe Bruns. Dave Kopp won't be able to be there, so I'm not sure who's going to help him. We'll figure that out. We'll get one of our good old sports fans to come help Joe out, and we'll have that. So what do you think we maybe need to improve on besides we looked like we didn't want to play on Saturday? Is there anything in particular that we didn't do right besides get our heads right? Or?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, is our passing serve receive. I mean, I don't think people realize how important serve reception is. And we missed a lot of serve receives. Spinning them or getting them too short and not being able to run our offense, that's a big thing. And some balls not played on defense that are usually played.
Yeah,
we had
for the first time that I can remember, we had players looking at each other instead of getting the ball. Usually they're fighting each other for it, and it didn't happen. And I don't know if they're afraid to jump into somebody else's territory.
Right.
I'm sure that's one of those things that will improve as the year goes on, that communication of whose ball that is. But I hadn't seen it even early in years past, and that bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just getting used to playing with each other and setter hitter connection too. That's always an issue every year. So lots of things to work on. Again, Celina is 7-0, I guess.
7-0, I think,
so,
is what I heard.
We really have to play, almost perfect tonight. So we'll see.
Yep, and in here I'm not sure if they announce them and or do the national anthem. I'm not sure. We'll have to play that by ear to see if we're gonna If you hear us break away quickly, that means it's going to be a national anthem and that type of thing. So we want to go back after the national anthem, but I don't see anybody with microphones or anything. Oh, yeah, there's a microphone. So it looks like they're going to do the introductions.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You want to take a break? Yeah.
Yep.
So let's take a break real quick, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
There's still plenty of time for grilling before the weather changes, and Wayne Street Market has their No Limit Meat Sale running right now, so it's a great time to stock up. Check out these great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, And New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. And ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have a great selection of brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. Get in on these great prices during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kopp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids, and more. So to learn more, visit www.kopppharmacy.com/home safety. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Welcome back to Salina. We're just finishing up the introductions.
Yeah.
And
I don't know starting lineups because they just introduced them all. So.
Yep. The Salina girls are throwing the miniature volleyballs up into the stands. A couple of them have T-shirts.
Yep.
And that's a really good thing. That'll get some people in the stands.
For sure.
And I hope that as good as these girls are, that their fans are supporting them all the time.
Yep.
There's a really good crowd here tonight. I hope it isn't
there
just
sure
because
is.
They're getting free stuff. I hope it's because they're here to
yeah.
cheer these girls up. Now, I hope they go home disappointed
right.
because Fort Recovery will win.
Me too.
But it's really good that they are getting really good support. I know some years we've come here or had them at our place, and there was a decent amount of
yeah.
people, but not the amount of support that they deserve. Because
yeah.
this is, especially this year, this is a really
yeah.
good team. And,
for sure.
And even when they're only pretty good, you look up here on the wall,
mm-hmm.
they have 5,000 WBL
yes.
volleyball championships.
I was just
it looks
looking
like.
At that.
I think there's 20, let's see, there's 6, 24, 31 WBL volleyball championships since 1973.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And
Fort Recovery didn't even get volleyball until 1979. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in 90 or 90, I think maybe 90 and 91. No, wait, did we win state two
just,
years earlier than that or just in basketball?
Just one in volleyball, 90.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, yep.
So that was good. That was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
The good old days. Huh?
Until we started broadcasting, that state championship game was the only volleyball match I'd ever seen in my life.
Really?
And I didn't understand a thing. I knew we were good, and I could see it, but I had no idea what was
Gosh,
going on.
I think we went to state that year with 7 or 8 losses. I'm sure of it.
At probably least, probably most of them in the league.
It was the first year we actually, I'll never forget it because we were always in the same division as St. Henry, and it was the first
yeah.
year we split divisions, and we both went to state. So it was kind of cool. So we're off the serve. Amelia Lutz is going to take the serve for Salina. And back to serve receive, we got Aubrey, who struggles. Grace is struggling to get it. Mara Pearson has to just barely get it over. And a good block touch by Grace. She gets a hand on it, but it deflects way too far, so we can't quite get to it.
That was a nice shot by
that. Yeah, yep. Yeah, it was a nice play by the middle hitter. So we'll see if we can get a better serve receive on this one.
Yeah, I knew that's what it was, middle hitter. That's what I was going to say.
So Marissa Garkey on the serve receive over to Faith, who just has to just dump it over. Nice, easy play for the Salina Bulldogs to just get it over. So, and they get a kill.
Yep.
Right off the top of Marissa's hands. Yeah, so another not-so-great serve receive. We'll see if we can get a better serve receive here. And serve receive to Marissa. Nice serve receive to Faith. Out to Mara, who gets a nice hit. Just keeps it in play, though. Not a real strong hit, but she keeps it in play. Whitley Rammel with the dig to Faith. And over to Mara, who just dumps it. And just an easy, easy play. And dig by Marissa Garkey. Aubrey out to our right side. Mara Pearson, who just gets it over. And a dig by Aubrey.
Big time volley here.
Out to Marissa, who gets a great hit. And then looks like Marissa made them eat it. So nice hit by Marissa.
Yep. Couldn't tell. And I'm good at seeing if anybody got the net. I keep watching the officials.
Yeah,
and it looked like they were.
Yeah, if I look down to take a quick stat, I forget it.
Yeah.
I'll miss it completely. Ooh, a whistle. I'm not sure what the whistle is. I think they are out of rotation, I think. I think the bookkeeper has just called them maybe out of rotation. I think Travis is out of rotation.
Our book. Their coach is coming over. Their coach did this and pointed our way, and like he was asking a question.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Looks like we are out of rotation. I don't know.
So is that a replay or a point for them?
We would lose our point, and it would go to Salina. It would be a side out. So it looks like Marissa was not supposed to serve. So we're going to find out here what's going on. And I think what happened was, if I had to guess, the courtesy lineup check was not correct. So our down official did not do a good job with our courtesy lineup check. And it really is just the courtesy of the down official. But, I mean, if they're not lined up right, he needs to.
Yeah.
So we lose that point. So Indians down 3-1. And we had to back up. And the point goes over to Salina, and they are going to serve. So just a little snafu, nothing too serious, just a little snafu.
Travis is still talking to the down official.
Yeah,
it's
a courtesy check that he didn't get right. So it is, as a coach, their responsibility, but not a good job on the down official for checking that. Yeah. So serve receive for the Indians, and it goes to Aubrey, who... not a great serve receive out to Faith. Whitley Rammel with the back row attack. And then Marissa with the dig. Aubrey over to the right side to Mara. And she just mashes it right down the line. That's what we needed. So nice playing by the Indians. Good moving with the ball, moving the ball around a little bit. And we're covering the short ball really, really well. So Marissa Garkey back to serve in the right spot this time.
Yep.
We'll see how she does.
But she does great.
Yeah. So nice serve by Whitley. They play it real easy. Middle hit right off of number 11.
That was a nice one.
Yep, right off of number 11's hands. And nice kill by Salina's Brooklyn born.
Aubrey got her hand on it, but that was all she could do. It went sideways.
I think Brooklyn born, that last hitter, I think she's a junior. I think she's been playing varsity all 3 years. So she's got some pretty good experience. She knows what she needs to do with the ball. We just need to pull up an extra blocker, probably. So Marissa shanks a serve receive. So not a great pass by Marissa.
Yep. And it's a narrow gem.
Yeah. So there's no time to go get it.
No
room to go get it. Yep. So Indians down 5-2. Nice serve. Goes way out of bounds.
I could even see that from here.
Yeah. Indians get a nice break. Back to serve is Grace Guggenbiller.
Short hop off the back wall is definitely out of bounds.
Yeah, looks like Travis did a little bit of lineup change. Looks like Grace and Mara are actually opposites here today. And touch off of Whitley and Teagan. So Salina gets a point.
Went up to block it. May We touched it a little bit. That was a kill. They're showing us a pretty good what for here right now.
Yeah, libero back to serve. And she serves it out. Good. The Indians are getting a break. Now we just got to capitalize on it. So Mara Pearson's got, Mara and Faith are both going to sub out. Lily Luthold's going to sub in for Faith. And Kennedy is going to come in and serve and set for Mara. Yep.
So Kennedy Mullenkamp played some on Saturday. Yep. She played a little bit on Thursday before. Mm-hmm. But I believe she's just a freshman.
Yep. She is just a freshman. Yep. So back row attack on the Indians. Yep. A nice serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp to put that setter right on top of the net with a bad pass. That's where we like it. Indians down 6-5. They're battling. One point at a time. That's what we like to see.
Keep them off balance.
That's right. Nice serve by Kennedy. Another great serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And they have a nice play out of it. And then Whitley Rammel with the dig out to Kennedy. Back, set back. And then just dumped it right in, almost into the hole. Nice play by them. Aubrey dig. Kennedy can't quite make a play out of it. So it's really had to work hard to get that set.
Just a little too close to the net. But
just a little tight.
Still, That got us 3 points, I believe, there.
Yep.
So we're
7-5. Indians down 7-5. It looks like we're starting a little slow, but not playing terrible. So we're doing all right. So back to serve for the Salina. Aubrey to Kennedy. Out to Tegan. Nice down ball. Nice line for Tegan.
They got a nice dig, and we couldn't get to that one.
Yeah, Marissa and Aubrey look at each other and let a ball drop. That's what happened the other day.
Yeah, we got to get that figured out.
We can't do that.
We didn't.
They can't do that.
This year's the first time I've seen them do that. 8-5 now.
They did it quite a bit last on Saturday, and they've just got to figure that out. Marissa shanks another one.
No, we got three straight. They got three straight.
Yep.
So now we have to stop them here.
Indians down 9-5. We just need a good serve receive. I don't know why we struggle so much with serve receive, and they serve it out of bounds again. I mean, they've served three out, and we're down 9-6. So.
Yeah, we need to win points and not be given
points. Win points, yes.
It's nice to be given some. We need to sprinkle some of those in, but we need to start winning points.
Right. So Whitley Rammel with a serve. Marissa Garkey with the overpass hit, but not a kill. And then a dig by Whitley up to Kennedy, back set to Tegan, who gets a nice slicer. Nice slicer.
Cross court.
That was beautiful.
Pass to the defenders.
Yes, that was beautiful. Great back set by Kennedy. I mean, she just squared up and put it right where she needed it, and she just mashed it.
That was nice.
That was pretty.
That was Tegan, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Tegan. That was real pretty. Back to serve is Whit. And she tanks it way out of bounds. She's got to be a little bit more consistent than that.
10-7 now.
I tell her that every day too.
Yeah.
She's been better. I mean,
she's had several times, and she has been 3, 4, 5, 6 points in a row.
Yeah, I just don't think she realizes how powerful she is. And Salina serves it out again. Yeah, I don't think she realizes how
strong
she is.
They did it. We did it. They did
she
it.
Is. Yeah, right.
So, 10-8.
10-8. Indians down. I mean, we're hanging with them.
Who do we have serving? Tegan. I can't see.
Tegan's back there serving. Hopefully
she can three in a row here. We can go ahead.
Tegan. And they set their middle hitter, who dumps it just on the backside of Marissa. Yep.
Nice little dead spot there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like Marissa just has to get her hands up and punch it. I don't know where. So serve receive for the Indians back. To Marissa, shanks another one, almost.
Up into the rafters.
Up in the rafters. Whitley Rammel makes a play out of it. Grace Guggenbiller is going to free ball it over, and they're going to make an easy play. And Kennedy, their setter, attacks it right at Kennedy, and she just misses it. Wasn't quite ready for it, but we have to really serve receive.
12-8 now, Indians down 4. They've got a couple in a row.
Hard to set up your offense when you're fighting the ball out of the rafters.
Yes.
Yep. So Marissa Garkey again, she makes a great, and then back set over to Lily, and then good blocked by Marissa.
Good play by Salina.
And the ball lands right in front of Whitley, so just missing some digs, not going for the ball.
Hit the net and went over, and I think Whitley would have easily had it if it hadn't hit the net.
Yeah, she just
got to
be ready. She's got to be ready for that.
Yep.
So Indians down 13-8. Just can't get her offense rolling. So Marissa to Kennedy, back row attack to Whitley, to nice dig by Salina to their outside hitter, and no, four hits. So Indians get the point.
Good.
13-9.
Needed that.
We needed that break, absolutely.
Yep.
So Indians down 13-9 and not playing great. We're just missing a lot of, I don't know, we're just out of sorts. And I think it might have something to do with a little bit of a lineup change that they're trying to adjust to, but I guess now's a good time to adjust to that lineup change, you know. Good block by Mara and Grace, and then another hit into the net by number 7, Evie Holstad. So Indians get a point, 13-10.
I think a lot of our problem has been serve-receive, and we're not getting our setup done correctly at all.
The back set to Salina, and we got a nice touch, Faith, to Whitley Rammel, who just tanks it right into the net. Yeah, she can't do that.
Just about knocked the whole net over.
Yep, she did. She took it on the second one. So which is fine. I mean, way to be aggressive, but we just got to get them over now. Indians down 14-10.
If we can get control of our serve receive, we'll be just fine.
Right.
If we don't, we will not be fine.
Right. So Whitley with the serve receive to Faith. So Grace Guggenmiller gets a mash.
Yep.
Nice swing by Grace Guggenmiller.
Serve receive got to a decent spot.
Yep.
Faith got a nice set, and bam.
Yep, it was pretty.
That's what we need to do.
So Buppy back to serve. I don't know who she went in for. I missed it. Tegan, maybe?
Marissa.
Marissa, yeah.
She went, see Marissa sitting down.
Yeah. So Buppy serving. And nice dig by Faith. And Whitley Rammel free balls it over. On a nice play by Salina. And then Faith with a dig to Whitley Rammel for a back row or a middle. A hit out of the middle and then a lift or number 2, or I guess he called it a double. I don't know why that was a double, but we'll give it to him. Or we'll take it, I should say. Indians up or down still, 14-12. We're crawling.
Yes.
We're crawling back in.
Let's get the momentum
so
going
Buppy,
our way.
So Buppy back to serve. And she gets a nice, just backs this player way
up. Scrambling.
And
they got
to free ball it over to Buppy, to Faith, and the slide to Whitley Rammel, and she just mashes it down the line, but out of bounds.
Just
barely out of bounds.
Yep.
But it was a nice play. Indians got a good free ball, and we're not going to get too many free balls tonight, so when we do get them, we have to really, really capitalize on them. Yeah, so 15-12, Indians down. Buppy to Faith, to Whitley Rammel, dig to Buppy. She's going to free ball it over, and they have a free ball play. And Buppy gets a great dig to Mara. And then we got a free ball it over. Faith free balls it over. And then Grace gets a great block. And then a back or shoot.
Ooh.
Shoot. The left-handed setter gets a great kill.
From here, it looked like that was going to be 2 feet out of bounds. But
I just think Faith gave up on it.
There's a whole bunch of people closer than I am.
Yeah, and I think Faith was cheating a little bit, and she said, you know what, I'm going to let that one go. I have a better chance at it. So Indians need a timeout, down 16-12.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace. Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit cooperfarmsjobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Indians down 16-12. You know, right now, I don't think either team is playing, you know, lights out by any means.
Yeah. They are playing better than I hoped at the net.
They're
and we're doing okay, but they're playing better than we are at the net. And their team have been playing better at serve receive, although we've done better and they've done a little worse recently.
Grace with the hit. And back set, and it goes way out of bounds on the Salina.
Yeah,
that's what we needed.
Tried to go cross court and hit Travis in the foot.
Yep, that's where we want it. Keep hitting Travis. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so Indians back to serve. I think Grace Guggenmiller is back to serve. Yep, Grace is back to serve. We'll see what she can do for us.
Yeah, she's had several times when she's done extremely well.
Yeah, she has.
So this needs to be one of those, down 3.
Yeah, for sure. So good serve received by Salina to the setter for a little short ball. And then Whitley Rammel attacks it. But they free ball it over to Tegan to Faith. Okay. To I'm not sure exactly what happened.
I think it was a double hit.
Did he say two? Double hit by Faith.
That's about the only thing it could have been, but I thought he pointed our way first for a point, and I couldn't figure out how that could happen.
I wasn't sure either.
Of course, I couldn't see anybody's foot under the net or anything. So.
I'm not sure where Faith was going with that ball either. She set it on the other side of the net, so I don't know if she was trying to dump it, but and Audra and Mara let the ball go. Again, we're letting the ball go.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
Somebody has to know
18-13.
It's always their...
Yep.
Their ball.
Yeah, somebody's got to take it. 18-13. Buffy, bad serve receive over to Mara. We just got to free ball it over. Whitley Ramel free balls it over. And Salina just makes it easy. And Whitley Ramel with the block and back set. And Whitley Ramel just says nope. And short to Faith, to Audrey. Over
here.
To Tegan for a nice hit. Short set middle, and Whitley Ramel blocks it. Out to the outside and just over to Audra, who great dig. Faith just sets it over. Back row attack, and Faith lets it go, and it goes out of bounds. So just not real good, smart, like
we had a lot
net,
of
like net play. Yeah, like
had some
Faith not getting to the ball, and she needs to get the ball and set it, and she's not getting to the ball.
Yep.
You know, when you got Whitley Ramel up there, you got to get to the ball and set the ball.
Yeah, we had
Kennedy back to
serve
in 18-14. Yeah, we did, and just not capitalizing on it. So nice dig by Kennedy to Aubrey, and it's got to be free balled over. And Salina with another easy, and Whitley and Lily.
Good one. We needed that.
Yeah, Whitley and Lily just blocked it.
That play has worked every time.
Yeah,
one,
for sure.
One girl gets it set low, and the other one just pounds it.
Indians down for 18-15. Kennedy back to serve again. So Kennedy had a great dig. So nice get down. Oh, nice hustle by the
great
setter. God love
save
her.
Save by Salina.
To Whitley, over to Kennedy, outside to Whitley. She pushes it deep. Keeps it in play, and then I don't know what she's calling.
Whistling.
The line judge is calling something out of bounds. I'm not sure what.
Because the ball was still in play, wasn't
yes.
it? Yes. How could it be out
I think
of bounds?
Whitley's hit went out of bounds. I don't know how that was possible.
I don't know.
I'm really just not sure how that was possible.
We're down four. They're serving.
Yeah.
I don't
19-15. I'm not sure why or what.
It's starting to get late. We need to get this rally going here.
Yeah, for sure. Audrey to Kennedy, up to Lily. Lily gets a great hit and a good dig by Salina, and then they just can't get it over. So nice job by Lily for keeping the ball in play and just making them think about where they had to go with the ball.
Let's take that momentum and go.
Man, the Indians are just looking. They're just looking a little sluggish. I think they do have a new lineup out there. I'm just trying to figure things out. So
Whitley's serving. We need to get the lead with her serve.
Good. And good. Good dig by Aubrey to Kennedy. Nice set. And down to Marissa, who pushes it real deep. That's where we want it, nice and deep. And then just nice dig by
great
Kennedy
dig. Yes.
To Marissa. Over to Tegan, who just gets it over. And another down ball. Kennedy's defense. Kennedy's defense back there has been great.
Yep. Just got
great.
It a little
great.
Too close to the net.
Yep.
We couldn't get it. Needed to be a little bit higher and a little bit shorter.
Yep. So timeout. Indians want timeout. Down 20-16. Yep. We'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Salina, and I didn't see who that was, but she just got a sign. Congratulations.
Yeah, Summer Wilson just got her 500th dig.
500th
Salina,
dig.
So, yeah.
That's not a bad stat, is it?
That's pretty good, I think. Yeah, I don't know what grade she's in or anything. She looks like a youngin', but I don't know.
Well, if she's a senior, played all 4 years.
Yeah.
That's 125 a year.
Yeah.
And this year isn't over yet.
Yep,
so
that's right.
That's a lot.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Right. Indians down 2016. Slina back to serve. They serve a short ball to Whitley Ramo. Great pass or received to Kennedy to our middle, which is Lily. She gets blocked. And then Aubrey with a dig out to Kennedy. Ooh, and she just misses it. Just double. Double hits it. Just falls between her hands. She tried to force it to that right side.
Yep.
And I think we just need to use our outside here. I'm not sure what. 21-16 Indians down. So another short serve. Aubrey to Kennedy. Back set to Tegan. And she unleashes. Just comes unleashed, I should say. Oh,
that's what Kennedy wanted to do before, and that one was beautiful.
That's exactly what she wanted to do. She just got it a little too, her hands a little too far apart. So.
Yep.
Back to serve is Tegan, I believe. So front row, we've got Grace, Lily, and Marissa.
21-17.
Yeah, so nice serve by Tegan. Out to the right side, Lutz. Lutz gets a nice hit.
Bang, slam.
Yeah, that was a nice hit.
Nobody could get it.
Yep. Yep, so it looked like our middle blocker was just a little bit late. I'm not sure. I think Grace might be playing this middle. So just a little late on that one. And just got right between the two blockers. So Indians down 22-17.
Need to stop it here.
Yep, we need to get it going. Yeah, we're just really flat. I'd like to see somebody step up and see.
Good serve receive.
Kennedy,
that's what we need.
Middle to Marissa, who has to just tip it over. Whitley Ramo
like a carry, but they didn't call
it. I can't believe they didn't call that. Lily, that was definitely a double by Lily, but Marissa gets the kill. I don't know how we did it, but.
See, I didn't see the double hit. I just saw what I thought was Salina girl doing a carry.
Yep.
Brought it from back here and pushed it across.
But
so either way, we got the point.
We got the
down 4, 22-18.
Yep, 22-18. Ooh, short serve gets it. Yep. Short serve gets it.
Hits that
net. Nice serve by Faith.
Drops.
Yep.
Now she wonder is she going to try to put one one of those sinker knuckleballs?
I thought she was going to go deep with that. Short. Whitley or Grace blocks it and a back row attack goes out of bounds. Oh, in. She called that in. Dang. Faith just missed it. I think Faith thought it was going out.
I was sure it was going out.
Yep, I was too.
But I can't see. I can't even see the line from here because we're at floor level and 100 feet away.
Indians down 23-19. Serve, receive, Aubrey to Faith. Middle to Grace, who just tips it, and she gets a nice kill.
There we go.
So that's what we needed. That's what we need.
Good play by Diana.
Yeah,
she received the ball.
Came to me. I was so excited.
She put some good luck on that one. So it's 23-20.
23-20.
I think your mojo is going to go right to us.
I'm hoping. Now's the time to score. I'm telling you. Now's the time to score. Buffy gets a nice serve. They have to come to the 10-foot line. Goes to the outside hitter. And she tips it, rolls it to Faith. Grace out to Whitley. And she pounds it right where we needed it. And they can't play it off the wall. So
there we go.
Take that one. And we
Diana,
just need
you're
going to
win this game for us.
Well,
just
we'll
by touching that ball.
We'll see. Give me that ball again. It's 23-21.
You don't need it back. Not this game.
Right, not this game. 1 point at a time. Oh, I didn't know if that was going to go.
Barely over.
Yep.
Great serve.
Nice dig by Buffy to Faith out to Whitley Rammel, who just tries to tip it over and misses it. She's got a hammer. She didn't quite get out in time.
She hit our side of the net.
Yep.
Didn't quite
get out in time. So
24-21. This will be set point here for Salina.
Aubrey to Faith. To Whitley. And it goes way wide. And she just has to keep it in play. And they miss it. That's what we want.
Yep.
That's what we want.
24-22 now. That's the net hit. We didn't set that one really well to Whitley, but it worked out okay. But let's get us going here.
Short serve.
Ooh, very short.
And it goes way out, and it gets blocked. Tegan says, nope, not today. Indians down 24-23, and Phil's going to call timeout. We'll be right back.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Salina, the middle school, I guess, gym. Elementary School gym. It's Salina 24, Indians 23. Indians serving. Grace Guggenbiller back.
Yeah.
And we need to keep that mojo
was
going.
Was she back during the time? Oh, no, we just got side out. That's right. I was wondering, I was like, wait, what happened? Nice serve by Grace. Gets them short, and they have to free ball it over. And hopefully we can capitalize on this.
Yep, Buffy, get a good set here.
Faith out to Whitley Ramwood. Pounds it inbounds.
And we're tied at 24. It's going to go to 26. It's going to go to at least 26 now.
At least.
Big comeback. We were down 22-18.
And timeout.
We've outscored them 6-2. So, let's just take another. Do you want to stay here or want to take another break?
Let's take another break.
Okay, we'll take a quick little break and be back.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing?
Yeah, ooh, we're back.
We're back. They took a 28-second timeout.
Right. We had to cut in, and Grace back serving, and she got, oh, nice serve, and it was inbounds.
That was
ace
really
by
close.
Grace.
Ace
to me,
Grace,
it looked like it. I know. To me, that looked out, but yeah. They have some pretty good line judges here, so I ain't complaining. Indians up. First time.
Wow.
Our first lead this game.
I
Let's
believe
see if
so.
We can hold it. Grace with a short serve, and they serve it. And, they just miss it. I feel like that short serve, we just need to stay aggressive with it. You're just making it too
that
easy.
One, that smash for Salina hit the top of the net and rolled down
25.
The net and dropped.
Yep, 25-25.
25-25.
Barn burner. Aubrey to Faith out to Tamara, who just dinks it or tips it over. Out of bounds by the setter. So Indians get a point. Yeah. I tell you what, that left-handed setter, she likes to throw a lot over on that second hit. It's pretty. Yeah. It's definitely pretty. So Kennedy Moon came back to serve. Indians up 26-25.
Set point.
See if we can come out with a win on this one. Whew. Nice serve by Kennedy, and they make a great serve-receive pass, and they have to free ball it over to Kennedy, to Tegan, out to Whitley.
That wasn't a great
set. Who is really struggling.
Really got a great set for Salina, and she put it down, and we're tied at 26.
Tied at 26. Mm-hmm. Yep, tied at 26.
Well, if we do this every set and we go five, we'll be here tomorrow morning.
We may as well pull off the pillows and 1 point at a time here. Back serve for the Salina. Indian serve receive. Aubrey to Kennedy out. Wow. To out of bounds for Tegan. We're getting them a little wide.
Yeah, the set was very wide.
And wide.
When she hit it across, it was on the outside of the antenna.
Yep.
So
now Salina's up 27-26.
Set point for them.
Yep. See if we can get a little side out here. Aubrey to Kennedy. Back set to Whitley Ramel. Just paint. Oh, nice in-play defense by Salina. Aubrey to Kennedy. Whitley to nice little play by Salina.
They're blocking her
back
pretty
set.
Well. But
and then Tegan with a great set or save to Whitley, and she can't play that. There's no way you can play that one.
Up too close to the net.
Too close. So Indians make a good fight. I'm just not sure. Like, just a lot of little mistakes. So they go down 28-26 in that first match.
Yep.
Or first game. We'll be right back.
We'll start that one over again, and we'll go from there.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Always find great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the examples of their great deals this week. Hamburger Helper is $1.49 a box. Virginia brand ham or Cooper Farms honey roasted or smoked turkey are $5.99 a pound, sliced to order in their deli, and 8-ounce packages of Best Choice shredded cheese is just $2.89. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop by their deli, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day, like Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, they have ribs on Thursday, and burgers and brats on Fridays. And make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop in to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
We're back here at Salina, getting ready for match number two. 28-26, is that what that last one was?
Yeah,
it went several extra points. So
yeah, I'm looking to see this game be a whole lot better. I think we're just,
yeah,
I don't know, we'll see.
We were down 22-18, and they had us on the ropes, and we came back and made a really good set out of it. Yeah. We need better serve receive. We need better sets.
Yes.
Our sets are struggling. Yeah.
We've had some
that have been too close to the net and too far away.
Whoa. Buffy takes it to the wall.
That one hit the wall on the fly. It's a close wall.
She was going for the ace.
That would not have hit the wall in Fort Recovery by any stretch, but.
Definitely out of bounds.
It's 20 feet or 10 feet out of bounds at least.
Oh, and they just
Give it back to us.
Nobody wants to win, I guess.
Back in the net.
That's what I always say about serves back to back. Nobody wants to win. So 1-1. We got us a heated little game here.
Just Grace. Yep.
Oh goodness. In. Yeah. Yep. She just
let that one go.
Just dive.
Yep.
It just dove straight down.
Yep.
So nice ace serve by Grace Guggenbiller.
I want to see her get about 4 or 5 and get us
like
off to a really good start.
I would like to see that.
We need to see good sets.
Yeah. Oh, Faith can't quite get to the dig.
Yep. 2-2. Now we need good serve receive. We've had some good ones. We had too many not so good ones.
Yep. So Mara to Faith out of the back row. Over to Mara. She's just got to just set it over. Back set. And off the hands of Mara. Just off the hands of Mara.
Yep.
So we got Mara Whitley playing left side. We got Mara playing middle. So she got a hand on it. Just didn't quite get her closed.
Yep.
3-1, 3-2. Buffy to Mara. We have to free ball it over. Nice play by Mara.
Looked like that was going into the stand, so it didn't doing well here.
Good dig by, and a nice dig by, nice little, I think, attack by Faith, if I'm looking correctly. I think that was a Faith kill.
So that was a good one there.
Got
their hands on it, but it came over and bounced off our feet.
Yeah,
over here,
Faith was just a little late getting there. Quick play. She was late, so she just dumped it over. Well, she spiked it over.
Yeah.
So Kennedy back to serve.
Yep.
And she backs her way up, and they have to free ball it as well.
Got them scrambling
on
the serve.
So Lily to Kennedy to Lily. Lily just tips it over to the outside hitter, and Buffy with a dig. Kennedy back set. Tegan. Nope, that's definitely it. Oh, Kent got Tegan in the net.
Right. looked pretty good for us. I just don't see that in the net thing.
Yeah, but, I didn't see it either.
And from here, behind the out of bounds line, it'd be really hard for us to do that anyway.
Definitely a tight set.
Yep.
Yeah.
So 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3. Let's see if we can get a good serve receive. Buppy to Kennedy out. Oh, goodness. Not a pretty set. Timeout, I think Travis wants, maybe. Nope. I thought he was given the timeout signal, but so just I think it went off count the Kennedy's palms. So Buppy to Whitley, great outside set. Teagan, who tanks it out of bounds.
Yep. Oh man.
Yeah.
We're getting things just about right.
Yep.
But not quite right. 6-3 now.
Yep.
Need to get that service back.
If our serve receive could get up there, it'd be different. But we're just really struggling. There's Aubrey. It's a Kennedy back set to Whitley Rammel. Nice dig. Nice dig by them. To Kennedy back set to Teagan, who puts it down. So Whitley and Teagan putting them in play, but not getting kills.
And that one, Salina misses that one.
Yep. Salina misses an attack, and that's smooth. Do we need that? 6-4 Indians down. Back to serve is Whitley.
Yep. She's going to serve, and she's going to get 5 points.
Keegan, Lily, and Marissa in the front row. So nice serve.
She keeps it in,
goes to short, and gets...
Right between a couple of our
right over the
players
top of
again.
Marissa's head again. Indians down 7-4.
We needed that point.
Yep, we did need that point.
Maybe
and all
we got to
do is stab it. That's all we got to do is stab it.
Yep.
So serve receive, Audrey to Kennedy, up to Teagan, and she gets a kill. That's what we like.
Smashed one into their,
yeah, it was a little tight.
Their blockers and goes down.
Yep, a little tight. I was a little nervous. Oop, oop, Teagan got in the net.
Ugh.
So we got to take that kill away.
So it's 8-4 bad guys now.
Yep.
Ugh.
Man, we need to step up here. Aubrey to Kennedy to Marissa, who gets blocked. Marissa serves it out, hits it out of bounds.
Yep. We got it over to them. They got it right back, and we got it up, but we hit it right on out of bounds.
Yep.
9-4.
Yep. Short serve to Lily, to Kennedy, back row attack. Whitley Rammel hits it right into the net.
Yep.
So it looks like we might need to work on that a little bit.
Yep, we're going to do
Indians
a timeout.
Down 10-4.
Yep. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back, and we'll let Travis discuss things.
Yep.
Back in a minute.
Yep.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Salina. Have coming up this week. Our second MAC match is volleyball. It is at Parkway. We'll simulcast WPGW. That'll be Thursday. Friday, it's football at Anna, and that'll be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. No Saturday matches. So we got tonight, Thursday, and Friday with football.
Okay, Indian serve received to Whitley, to Kennedy. And she gets it over. It might have been a back row. Probably should have, could have, would have been. And Whitley gets the dig to Kennedy. Back set to Teagan, who gets a match.
That's coming into the stand.
That's what we like.
Yep.
Did she touch the net? No. Good. Last two we got in the net, so
yep.
Phew.
Yeah, you were smart enough to pay attention before you wrote the stats down.
Yep.
Sure did look like those other two were going to be our points, but they weren't.
I don't know what Dan's doing.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Point. What? Now what? Somebody else was... Oh, they called the back row attack. You can't... It's too late, Dan. You can't call the back row attack. My goodness. Mm. It was a... And it was.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't even know what that is.
But. Kennedy had a back row attack. Aubrey, Kennedy to Whitley. Rolls it over. Just keeping it in play. And Whitley Rammel with the dig. Net.
And... Got their hand under
it. Somebody got it in the net. Not the Indians, evidently. So 11-4 Indians down. Let's see if we can stop the bleeding on this serve here. We need to serve receive to Whitley to Kennedy, backs that to Teagan. Oh, and she gets a good hit. And they can't quite get the block.
Block wasn't there.
So right now we're making more mistakes. At this point, well, down 13-4.
Those three different in the net things have been just have us
Whitley
all
to Kennedy,
befuddled.
Out to Marissa, who gets a nice hit. And middle, nice whip.
Great dig by Whit.
Wow.
That was
and
going
Lily,
down,
nice Lily. Out to, and then to Kennedy, to Lily, out to Marissa, who just dinks, just tips it over. I just feel like we just need to be more aggressive. Aubrey to Kennedy, back set to. It was only a matter of time before they went back there. It was only a matter of time. So Teagan gets blocked. Another point goes to Salina, 14-4. 14-4. Indians down. I think this girl has scored four straight points in a row. Seems like more, but we did get a side out. So Whitley to Kennedy, out to Marissa. She has to stab it. Great dig by Salina. And Amelia Lutz gets blocked, and it goes out of bounds. So the Indians get a point.
And it looks like this one's going to stick.
Yeah, this one's going to stick.
I'm watching Dan.
I think this might be ours.
Yep.
Yep, this one's ours.
Hasn't changed his mind yet. So.
Yep. So back to serve Teagan. And she gets a nice serve right to the setter, to the middle, and right goes right between Grace. So point to Salina, 15-5. Yep. They're up.
We went up and blocked it, but it went down. And we got to get things going here.
Yep. Indians down 15-5. Lutz back to serve. She goes to Whitley, to Kennedy. Good ace serve by Lutz on Whit. Yep. So 16-5.
Whit got it and
timeout.
Got it toward the net, but it didn't get high enough, and we didn't get under it. So
timeout. Indians down 16-5.
Let's take another break here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup to operation and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Okay, we're back. Salina back to serve. Whitley serve received to Kennedy, back set to Lily. She tips it over and gets us a kill.
That was a good one.
16-6.
Tipped
Indians.
It over the blocker. And
I'm surprised she got it in. Their defense has been pretty good with that short ball. So, yeah. But Lily kind of out-jumped the blocker and just dropped it over. So we'll see who we got back to serve here. I can't quite see Faith.
Yep.
Faith drops another short one, but they make a great play out of it. And no serve receive, no defense at all. I think Faith was supposed to go. Whitley thought she was going, and she didn't, and there's that miscommunication.
Yep, 17-6, Indians down again. We're going to have to go a long way to get back in this one to get it to...
Serve receive Whitley to Faith, out to Mara. She pushes it really too easy deep, and short set to Faith. To Whitley, out to Marissa, so tanks it way out of bounds.
Had the right idea.
Yep.
She was going down, but she hit it a little, like about 6 inches too early.
Yep. Nice serve. Whitley has to, not a great serve receive. Mara out to.
Yep. They got us, you know, if you don't get that serve receive right where you can. Get it up so the setter can do it. It's just
we can't set up our offense this way. So Aubrey to Faith to Marissa.
She doesn't get it over the net. 20-6. That is not good.
Nope.
Now, we came back from pretty far down last set, but this is 14.
Yeah. And we haven't done anything different. Server save Tamara to Faith. Back row attack, Whitley Rammel. Puts her really deep. And back row attacker, Faith to Aubrey over to Marissa, who stays down and hits it. And the back row, they just get it, and they just mash it. Nobody there to block it, so Salina gets another point, 21-6.
Wow.
Yeah. It's we're just really out of sorts. I'm kind of hoping this third game, he just goes back old school. Let's go back. So Salina takes it to the wall.
That one hit the wall on the fly, so definitely out of bounds.
Yep, Audra in for Marissa. Let's see if she can get us some points and make her regret that serve to the wall. I don't know.
Yeah. If we can just get enough points to get some mojo going, even if we don't win, and she puts one out of bounds. We need to get some kind of momentum so it doesn't, so we have something of at least a moral victory going into the third set.
Ace
not
serve.
A good serve receive.
22-7. Ace serve.
Didn't get under it. Reached out and hit it down instead of up.
23-7. Serve. Grace to Faith.
Good
back
set.
To Grace. Grace gets a nice hit. And they come down and just over the top of our hands.
Their sets are fantastic.
Yep, and they've got a great middle back defense back there. She's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, so they get the ball up, then the setter does a great set.
Yeah. Game point, 24, and overpass by our setter. And Grace gets a good block. That's what we needed.
Yep.
We needed that block. So. Indians down 24-8. Maybe Travis will go back to that old school lineup and see if we can do something with it.
Do you think maybe somebody's not feeling well or just trying new things?
Trying new things, I think. He wants to see if something works. Out of bounds. Binkley hits it out of bounds. Indians get another point. So 24-9.
Yep. And maybe he's trying out new things with non-league games. So what if we are still undefeated now?
There it goes. 25-9. Indians get beat.
Yeah, so we lose that one.
Yeah.
So we'll just take a break. We'll come back and talk about stuff here in a little bit.
Yep.
So we'll take a break. See you in a couple minutes.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lane's pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family. Friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace. Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello.
this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless, and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back. And we're here in Salina.
Oh.
Getting ready for the third set. We are down 2-0. And the first set, we were down some. We were down 22-18, came back and lost 28-26. The second set, we were down and stayed down.
Every time
we kind of made a run, we'd have somebody in the net or a back row hit or something that would look like we got the points.
Yep.
They pointed toward us, and then the call got changed. So we just need to get ourselves together. We're not serve receiving well. We're letting balls land between us.
Yep.
The sets aren't anywhere near great.
But I see some change. I think some things might happen here. I see some changes here. That might be good.
Yeah, we were talking off the air. You know, he may be trying some different things in non-league games because that doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
I think this could get a little bit better. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep.
Yep, so serve Indians. Amelia Lutz is going to serve it short into the net. There's our first point.
Yep.
Yes, so Indians got the lead.
We're leading.
So, we'll take it.
You know, Travis used only every bit. Travis used every bit of that 3 minutes in between sets.
Yep, he sure did.
So
I think I know what he's doing. I think I know where he's going here, and this is a good thing. This is so Grace with a great serve. They go outside, and it's four hits, and
yep. Still end up with it. That did not go over the net.
Nope. But the Indians still got the point with the block by
Whitley. I don't think we even touched it.
Nope. Indians 2-0. Grace back to serve. Nice serve. It puts her deep. They have to free ball it over. That's what we want. We want them free balling everything over. Grace.
Oof. Good set.
Mara, nice job, Mara.
She set it across to them.
And then Whitley Rammel with a nice hit. Outside and goes off their hands. Mara with another great dig to Grace. To Whitley Rammel. She just gets it over the net, keeps it in play, and blocked by the Indians and goes out of bounds. So Tegan and Whitley up there for the block, and it just goes out of bounds.
That was a good one. And they had a nice set on Salina had a nice set on that. And I thought we were going to get it. They hit it right into our blockers, but we were right next to the out of bounds line, and it went out of bounds on their side. We got it back across.
But Indians still up 2-1. Serve receive, Marissa to Tegan, Kennedy, that's her name. And then, and she doesn't get it over. Yep. The outside hitter tries to tip in. She doesn't get it over. Indians up 3-1. That's what we want. Let's let them keep tipping.
Yep.
Keep tipping.
Yep.
That's what we like. Let's see what they can do. So Tegan back to serve. Looks like he went back the old lineup, but I think he's going to have Kennedy in for Faith. And she's going to hit, too, for Lily. So she's just going to play that whole position. Ooh. So short serve by Kennedy. Or not Kennedy,
Tegan.
And Whitley has to dump this one over short. And then great dig by.
Tegan had the great dig, And it's over on Salina's side there.
Yep.
Big pound.
And Whitley just laid on the block. The defense was so. They were picking up everything, and we were just kind of out of sorts there. And Salina took advantage of it there. So Indians still up 3-2. But you can see a little bit of life going on
There's three of them up there for Salina that are that will set each other, and they will pound, and they are really good at blocking. They're very formidable.
Nice. Mara finds a huge hole. Nice little kill by Mara.
And the Salina coach wanted her to say out.
But I
can't see the out of bounds line.
I don't even see the line.
We're at the same eye level.
Mara back to serve. She has a nice serve, and they have to kind of free ball it. She does have to take it at the 10-foot line and goes into the net. So Indians up 5-2.
Keep on rolling.
Yep, Mara back to serve.
Come on, Mara.
I'm not sure if Mara's playing defense here. She's playing. Yeah, that's Aubrey's spot. And that goes way out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Indians up 5-3. So we don't know libero this time. We have Mara's going to stay in here. So.
Did a good serve receive.
Yep. Out. Salina serves it out of bounds. I don't think they missed any serves last game. So.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see them missing a serve this game. So Grace Guggenbiller in for Audra Bupp. And our front line is Kennedy, Lily, and Grace.
And Whitley
back to serve is Whitley. Okay. And defense, we got Tegan and Mara. Whitley. So nice serve by Whitley. And they have set up their outside hitter. And up, Marissa with the dig, and Grace with a nice hit over. I wanted to see it a little bit stronger than that, but and Kennedy tries to take it over and just misses. So good aggressive play by Kennedy. Just didn't quite push it over.
Didn't quite get
it
across the net.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yep. Indians up 6-4. 1 point at a time here. We'll see what they can do for us.
Yep, let's get that serve back.
Yep. Good short serve. Oh, nice play, Audra.
Oh,
holy cow, how did that happen? And the Indians make a nice play. Marissa Garkey.
We need to get
Kennedy
this point now.
To Marissa, and she pushes it deep. And she's just getting it over. And then back set to Mara, to Kennedy, out to Marissa, and she gets a nice kill.
There we go.
Yes, that was a nice kill by Marissa. Great dig by Mara, too.
The Salina girl had to reach way out there, and she
sure
could not get it going the right direction.
Sure did. So nice play by the Indians. Kennedy back to serve. Let's see if she can get us rolling here. Indians up 7-4.
I'd love to see her get some confidence on
a
good set of serves.
Right side, and just goes right off the top of Marissa's hands for a kill for Salina.
Yep.
Indians still up 5-7, or Indians up 7-5.
Yep.
So back to serve receive, we have Aubrey, Grace, and Mara. So, and back to serve is number 5, Edie. So Grace, Kennedy back set to Marissa, and she just smashes it.
That
That's
was
what
a good
we
one.
Needed. Man, she needed that. It's been a while since I've seen Marissa get
did,
a really good,
Kennedy
nice
give
kill.
Her that back set?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was pretty.
She's, some of the ones she'd had were getting too far back.
Yep.
That one was perfect.
Yep, that was pretty.
Yep.
So back to serve is Marissa. Yeah, she pushes them deep, and they have to a second ball. They're going to free ball it. Oh, no, she's going to attack it. And then Marissa gets the dig to Kennedy, back set to Tegan, and she tanks it
comes
out of
us.
Bounds. Oh, I so wanted that to be in.
Yep.
That's got to be a kill. I mean, that's a free ball we got to take advantage of.
Yeah.
And we're just not
didn't
taking.
Get down on it.
She's been hitting real good, and that one just bad time.
Slightly too soon.
Yep. So serve receive out of the net by Kennedy, and Tegan takes a nice hit. That was a great play by Kennedy.
Wow.
Outside touch, Mara to Kennedy to the outside hitter to Mara, and she gets a great hit in play. Outside hitter tips it, Kennedy to Grace. Outside hitter Mara, and she gets it out of bounds.
Oh. Yeah, I think that hit the antenna.
Yeah, that one hit the antenna. We got to play smarter than that. We're not, I mean, that's not a bad set. We're just not playing smart. 7-8, Indians up 8-7. We just got to play a little smarter than that. In serve, so that ties us up. Amelia left
that one go. And
8-8.
We actually jumped out of the way.
Yeah. Grace Guggenbiller is going to pull back and serve receive.
Or out.
Grace to Kennedy, outside to Mara, and she hits it way out of bounds. Again, just not smart play. Just not playing real smart. We just got to be able to put the ball in play. I don't know why serve receive is so difficult, but we really are just struggling.
Yeah, and this isn't. These aren't
those
crazy knuckleball diving serves.
Nope, not hard. So Grace took and over Grace with the overpass.
Yeah, with serve receive, put it on their side of the net for. They just put it down. Now they're 9-8.
Yeah.
We need to get our mojo back. Yeah. We need to get that momentum. They've scored 3 or 4 straight here.
Yeah. Out. Oh,
avoided it. And,
I thought it went off of Aubrey's arm.
Okay.
So it was another ace serve. Amelia Lutz with about 4 aces in a row here. We just got a serve receive.
We're up 11-8 now on us. We have to stop this.
Yeah. So Marissa to Kennedy back set. And Grace Guggenbiller gets a kill. I wasn't sure what side of the net that went on.
Yeah, she hit it on their side of the net and hit it went down.
That's good. Back to serve is Grace. Let's see if she can get us some points here.
And she's serving from the left side again.
Indians down 11-9. So nice serve received by Salina. And they go to the outside, and he calls a double.
Yep.
She tried to push it too hard.
She pushed it,
Dan Minnick says, nah, I don't think I like that one. That was a good call. Good call by Dan. I didn't see it, though. Of course, I always look at the hitter, great, who she said, So, Indians down 11-10. Nice serve.
Trying to scramble a little bit, but that was a nice set.
Nope, 4-4-4-4. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't go on our side of the net.
No, it did not. So, Kennedy to Whitley, and Whitley to Mara. Dang it.
Nice save by Salina.
Man, Salina's just making some phenomenal plays. Marissa's to Kennedy. To Whitley, to Kennedy, and Tegan with a block, Tegan with a hit, and I don't even know what's going on.
That looked like five or six hits, but I don't know.
I just gave up. Yeah. I wasn't sure what was going on there. Tegan did this, and then she did that, and then Whitley went up and pounded one, and made a play.
And that one should have. It didn't go on our side of the net. He counted it as us hitting
it. He needs to see that. So, that has to be better than that. I mean, she's done that three or four times. And Whitley ran with the block on that setter and then missed a double. Oh, that time we called it. Yeah. Indians get another point. Timeout.
Now we're back in the lead.
Phil wants a timeout. Indians up now, 12-11. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small-town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Okay, we're back. Indians back here. Set three, up 12-11. We're up. Lost the first two sets, 26-28, and then 25-9. Lineup didn't quite work out the way we were anticipated, so we're going to try something a little bit different this time. Grace Guggenbiller back to serve.
Yep. In.
And she serves a short one, outside hit, and right down the line. So they make a, Salina knows what to do with the short serve. I think we need to give up on that one. We'll see if we do.
Yeah, they're receiving it and getting it to a very playable position.
Keep serving
on that
them deep.
One.
We just need it. Like, I want to give the signals to the coach. Serve deep. None of that short stuff. Salina handles that short serve way too well. So Mara, serve received, Kennedy, and then out to Mara. At the 10-foot line, she can't do anything with it. She just needs to be
more consistent.
Yeah,
puts it across court and out
way
of bounds.
Way too deep and out of bounds.
So now we're down one again.
Just need a little bit better.
But we already have almost twice as many points as we had that last set. Yeah. So.
Yep, ball goes out of bounds.
That may serve it out.
Well, she's saying she didn't see it. Dan Minnick needs to call it. Yes, thank you, Dan. Just call it out.
Yeah, he saw it.
She didn't see it because she was backing away from it.
Yep.
So Indians get the point.
And she probably could have made the right call, but it was very good of her to...
Yeah,
to
say she didn't see it. She's been... Yeah, Tegan back to serve. Nice serve received by Salina. And just over the blocker. Over the blocker's hand. So Whitley and Kennedy up to serve, and they... Or to block, I'm sorry, block, and they miss the block. So Salina gets the point. And they are up 14-13.
Get the serve back.
Yep.
And then get on a roll.
We need to keep fighting here. Keep fighting. I think we're the better team. We just haven't played the better team yet.
Not
Kennedy
at all.
To Whitley. We're just not getting the ball to our setters. Not even remotely. And then we tip it over and we can't. We're stuck in mud.
Yep.
16.
They're playing extremely well at the net. Those sets are exactly where they need to be.
15-13. Out. Audra. To Kennedy, out to Whitley, and she finally makes a play. I think it's her first kill in two sets. That's the first time we've got a good set to her, and you know that just can't happen.
Yeah, since last week.
Yeah.
Seems like. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. We need to get that ball to that gun. Marissa with a dig. They're going to play the free ball back set. And a nice dig. Kennedy's going to pass it up to a middle to Tegan. Tegan gets a nice hit. Short set to Whitley to Marissa. Tips it back over. Back set. Short. And Whitley tries to take it, and she shouldn't have.
Yeah, somebody was back there.
But the back row, if they don't call it, she'll know they're back there. So, we just need to communicate, ladies. Communicate. So, Indians down 16-14. Nice serve. Tegan to Kennedy out to Marissa for the short. It's just too easy. It's too easy for them. Nice dig to Marissa. In the middle, and no.
Well, wait a minute. That went under the net.
Yes,
didn't it?
I don't really know.
That went under the net.
It did go. I don't know. I think it went off of Whitley, but I don't know. I don't know. We need a timeout. 17-14.
Yep. We'll be back.
This is Chad Dukenbella with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner and planner.
Hey, we're
back.
Yeah.
Salina, that was a heck of a volley rally going on there, and it just seemed like they had we had it go down on their side, and they hit it, and I think when they hit it, it went under the net.
Yeah, I'm not
instead
real sure
of over
what
net,
happened.
But I can't. If I swear I saw that, but neither the up or down officials saw that, so maybe I saw it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But they're serving up 3-17-14.
Yeah, Indians got to go. We got to stop bleeding here.
Let's get a good serve receive here, girls.
Yeah.
Decent.
So Tegan to Kennedy out to Marissa. And, Whitley blocked it, I think. I'm not sure.
I thought she carried it. So I thought she pushed it, and they didn't call it.
Yeah, I'm not real sure what happened there. But I'm going to give her a block, but I don't really know.
It came over, and she pushed it back over.
Yep.
So 17-15, Whitley serving.
Nice serve. And they got it to their outside hitter, and she's probably going to just crush it. Yep, and she does. And but Grace and Kennedy get the block. So. Yep. And it goes down.
That's good.
Yep. So 17-16, Indians down one. Whitley Ramble back to serve.
It's more with one at a time.
Yep. And nice serve. And they make a great set. And, great dig. Dig goes out of bounds. So nice play by Salina to get a good, to get a point, 18-16.
Yeah, they pounded it. Whit got under it, but she shot it across the net and up against the side wall. So 18-16.
Back to serve receive, Aubrey, and we got Mara to Kennedy. Oh, wow. It's a Grace who puts it, I don't know where that went.
I think she was so far out of bounds, she was afraid she was going to hit the antenna, and she just kind of backed off.
And they're all so early. Our outside hitters are all so early. I don't know why they're so early. Kennedy to, oh, goodness.
Yeah, Mara got it up, but Kennedy couldn't get to it. She barely touched
it. Indians down.
Only went up about 5 feet.
16.
So, okay, well, let's take another quick break, and we'll see what... what we can come up with here. We're down 20-16.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Oh, I don't need that pen.
We're back here in Salina.
Who needed that pen?
We'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find it later.
So,
thank you. Indians down 2016.
Yeah,
I feel like we're really struggling with getting some good serve receive. Our setters are just running around like wild chickens.
Yep.
Great. Mara to Kennedy to Marissa just puts it in play, back set, and the Indians can't play it.
Yep, they backed off of it thinking that it might go out of bounds, but it did not.
Did not. So 21-16.
It just seems like their sets are perfect and ours are mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting them playable, but not where we want them. And every one of their sets just seems, and I'm sure it's not every one, but it seems like every one of their sets is just great.
And we are setting at the 10-foot line all the time.
Yeah.
Marissa gets the dig. Kennedy out to Marissa, and then she gets a nice hit.
That was
a
good set.
Yeah.
Good set for Salina. They push it.
And they just pushes it. It's all I got to do is push it.
Yep.
Yep, so 22-16.
Dropped into that dead space.
Yep.
So they've... Well, we 16-15 at one point, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We started out good, and then we just melted. 22-16.
Definitely not too late.
Mara, Kennedy, oh goodness, to Marissa. They make a nice play. Amelia Lutz to Mara, to Kennedy, and she gets a double.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she pushed it.
Yeah.
Marissa was there, but again, she was about 3 feet out of bounds where that set went to, and that's really hard to
hard to
play
handle.
That.
Yeah. Yep. Keegan to Kennedy. At the 10-foot line, and Grace puts it in the net.
Well,
game point, 24-16.
Yep.
Indians down.
Here.
Match point, should say. See if we can get a little side out. Stay alive. Mara, my goodness, we can't even get the ball at the 10-foot line. Grace just barely tips it over.
Good Tegan save.
To Aubrey. To Marissa, and she gets a nice hit to Grace. Oh, and that's a lift, and he didn't call. Grace. Oh, my goodness. So we're keeping it in play. We're fighting. Left-handed back row attacker, and Kennedy can't make a play. So Indians go down 25-16. I do feel like we were, I think Travis is trying some different things. And he learned something again tonight.
Hope it's all... long run good, because in short term it didn't
good.
Go well.
No,
so. We'll take a break. We'll come back and kind of recap some stuff.
Yep. So. We'll be right back.
There's still plenty of time for grilling before the weather changes, and Wayne Street Market has their No Limit Meat Sale running right now, so it's a great time to stock up. Check out these great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. Flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound, and ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have a great selection of brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. Get in on these great prices during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wednesday night is Talk Night on Fort Recovery Radio, and tomorrow night will be one you won't want to miss. On Insight at 7, we'll talk with national radio host Jesse Romero, who will be holding a series of talks at Mary Help of Christians on September 19th through 22nd. He'll give us a preview of what we can expect at those talks, and he'll give us highlights of his very interesting background. Then on Sports Talk at 8, Bob and Harold will talk with head volleyball coach Travis Guggenbiller. It should be a good night on Talk Night tomorrow night. National speaker Jesse Romero on Insight at 7 and Coach Travis Guggenbiller on Sports Talk at 8. Talk Night on Fort Recovery Radio. If you miss a minute, you'll miss a lot.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Okay, we're back here at Salina, and Indians lose the third set 25-16. Do you have the scores of the other ones? The second one wasn't good.
The first game was 26-28, then 25-9, and then 25-16.
I think we were down 13-12, and they outscored us 12-4
to end that.
And, yeah. You know, we could have done better. We're just off a little bit, and I don't know exactly what it is. Their serves, we weren't doing a great serve receive.
Right.
But those weren't difficult serves.
And
I don't
serves.
Know.
Our serve
we should have been playing
terrible.
Those.
Yeah.
I know we're better than that because we were awesome first four matches this year. So don't know what's really going on there, but we'll get it straightened out.
Yeah.
And maybe we're trying some different things since it's non-league games we've played the last since last Thursday. So I don't know. Do you have some stats we want to share? Or do we have anything worth bragging about?
About the only stats I have, this can really tell you how bad our passing was or setting, but Whitley and Marissa each only had 4 kills.
Ooh.
And then after that, Tegan had 3 and Grace had 3. I mean, if you're playing a 3-set match and you got those girls only getting 4 kills, it's something's got to change. I really think it's our passing at this point. Our passing is we can't set up our offense. I'm anxious to see what Travis does. We'll see. But that's the only stats I got. It's the only ones I could keep without.
Yeah. And, you know, if there was other things going on and we had stuff to brag about, maybe we do.
Right.
But that's
right.
So what we have coming up Thursday, our volleyball will be playing at Parkway and we'll be simulcasting WPGW. I'm pretty sure that'll be Rob Weaver bringing us that. And then Friday will be football at Anna, and that'll be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And that's all we have going on the rest of this week. No Saturday going on. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. And I guess I could say we'll see you Thursday, but we're not really going to be doing the game, but we'll have Rob's broadcast on Fort Recovery Radio, so you can always do that. So we appreciate you listening, and again, from Salina, Indians lose in 3. So we'll see you later.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.